Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I'm speaking with my colleague, Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. We've been talking about Joe Biden, the person, the unusual presentation he makes these days, given his career in Washington. However, foreign policy doesn't particularly pay attention to one person. It asks questions about contests, about geopolitical spheres of influence. And I report to you, Victor, in these last hours and days, we're told that the U.S. Navy has sent the USS John S. McCain through the Taiwan Strait in response to provocations by the People's Republic of China, the PLA Air Force, which is now routinely flying dozen fighter jets into Taiwan's air defense, making threatening remarks, parking its one aircraft carrier off the east coast of Taiwan. Also, we have reason to believe that the Taiwanese are aware that the threat is not only constant, but is, at this point, worse than it's been for decades, because Xi Jinping is of the opinion that what will make him more successful than Mao Zedong is to reunite China on the basis of taking Taiwan and putting it under the boot of the Communist Party. These provocations are routine now, but they can join with the reporting from Europe that Moscow is now exercising its troops in a threatening fashion off of Ukraine. Special forces and marshaling forces that could easily contest Kiev itself, the rump of Ukraine. Do you measure this as a test of Joe Biden? Is it our enemies just enjoying the spring weather? Is Joe Biden paying attention after the fiasco in Anchorage when our Secretary of State was lectured about American history and told that we were unacceptable to China? Do you think Joe Biden's listening to that, Victor?
No. I think that what you're describing can be summed up by three things. For the Chinese, the fact that American president can't climb the stairs of his own jet seems minor to us. But for them, that says something, that he's non-compos mentis. He's not capable physically of standing up to the ordeal of a Cuban missile crisis type day after day after day, missiles of October. And that's good in their way of thinking. And they feel that they humiliated him in Alaska, and they feel that he won't dare mention the origins or the nature or the causes of the COVID virus, which basically destroyed the economy of the West. And that's good. So they feel that there's no deterrence there. And then number two, they feel that the levers of American power and influence can be easily bought off. So they're looking at Major League Baseball, and they're saying that they're wrapped up in pseudo rape charges of racism, but they have no problem opening franchises in China. Ditto Coke and ditto Delta. The more American corporate elite is bought and sold to China, so is Major League Sports, so is Silicon Valley, so is Hollywood. And they know that. So they feel that there's not going to be any grassroots movement or elite movement to confront China. And then finally, Joe Biden and the Democrats and the left did something that we've talked about, John, that we never, Henry Kissinger, we quoted him ad nauseum, never let China be a better friend to Russia or vice versa than either is to each to us. And the Russian collusion and the constant Russian under every bed push Putin toward China, and China reciprocated. And now we've got a de facto alliance with a country that has 7,500 deliverable nuclear weapons and a country with the second largest economy and the largest population. And if they put pressure simultaneously in a two-front fashion and they coordinate their strategies, each for selfish politics, you've got something, John, like September 17th, 1939, where you have Poland fighting for its life against the Nazis on one, and you know, one front, the Western Front, against fascism and National Socialism, and then all of a sudden the Soviets on their rear are pushing them in, and they're fighting communism. So you could get a situation where we don't know what's going on, but we've got fascist Putin going into Ukraine, and we've got these crazy communist Chinese threatening Taiwan, and we're not going to be able to handle both crises at once because they're going to be coordinated, and we're not up to that. And one of the ways that they do it is they test you. They always do. They've gone into Taiwanese waters. They've gone into airspace. And poor Taiwan is looking around and saying, you know, we're going to fight to the bitter end. That sounded to me like something out of the Polish embassy about 1939, the first week of September, when they realized that nobody, for all of their loud advocacy, was ever going to come to the help, to the aid of Poland. Right. It's very tragic, and the same thing with Ukraine. That whole impeachment deal, and we saw all that mess, and that translated to Putin as, these people do not know what they're doing. They're confused. It's all domestic politics. Go in there, do what you want to do, and present them with a fait accompli in a week or two, and maybe they'll get mad, but they won't do anything. Not Biden. That's what they think, I think. And you could see it happening incrementally the whole last year from what the Biden campaign, the Biden presence has been saying.
Was the Anchorage, we have a minute, Victor. Was the Anchorage fiasco as bad as I read, or do you think it's being exaggerated in foreign policy, that the Chinese insulting America, we can get over that, or do you think that that was the first strike and they're going to follow it up? We have about a minute.
Oh, they'll follow it up. It reminded me, you remember in June of 61 when Kennedy was on the job 6 months, Khrushchev just tormented him in Vienna and laughed at him. And right. Kennedy said, I was beaten up. And then, of course, a year and 4 months or something later, that was, let's test him in October of 62 in Cuba. So, right. No, they took our measure there, and they said, they went back to Beijing and said, you know what? Yeah. These people are just not up to it. They're not up to it. And when you want to find a convenient time and a soft spot, we suggest you go ahead and do it. That's the message the diplomats brought back. We've looked at these people, and it's Munich, and they're not up to it. So that's what I'm afraid of.
Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.